My elders, sisters and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm here today to talk to you about the boycott of companies and products that support Israel, and how boycotting these companies have had an effect on the economy. The boycott of Israeli products and companies supporting the Zionist entity is about ordinary people around the world using their right to choose what they buy in order to help bring about an end to oppression in Palestine. It's a peaceful means of putting international pressure on the racist state of Israel, and follows in the footsteps of a successful boycott against South African racist apartheid. People of good conscience all around the world support the boycott. Trade unions around the world, including the UK's biggest trade union, Unison, with its 1.4 million members, have called for a boycott of all Israeli goods. Christian groups like Christian Aid have joined the boycott, demanding an end to EU and Israeli trade agreements. Even Jewish groups such as B'Tselem, Gush Shalom, and Matzpan have launched their own boycott of Israeli goods campaign. Among Muslims, every leading ulama from every school of thought have given clear fatwa in support of the boycott. The fatwas of Ayatollah Uzma Sistani in this regard are given in the handout which will be given to you later on after my talk. But I shall just read them out. Sistani's fatwa number 249. It is not permissible for a Muslim to buy products of the countries that are in a state of war with Islam and Muslims, for example, Israel. Fatwa number 265, it's a question. Is it permissible to buy from shops that dedicate part of their profits to supporting Israel? The answer is, we do not allow that. Many people wanting to boycott Israeli products and companies supporting the Zionist entity have been frustrated with the lack of accurate information as to which companies to boycott. To this end, we at Innovative Minds have carried out extensive research to identify the guilty companies. All our findings are backed with references so that you can independently check the facts and understand exactly how each company is contributing its support to Israel. In our website, we have dedicated a whole page per company. All the details will be in your handout. For example, Coca-Cola. In the handout, there's an example of Coca-Cola, one of the companies which is also supporting Israel. Now, the page is divided into three sections. The first section is the company's product list. The second is the research findings, and third is the reference and additional information section. You can see the evidence against Coca-Cola given in the research findings section. And next to each piece of evidence is a reference number, which you can look up in the reference section to find out the source for the evidence. Most items are sourced back to Israel's own newspapers and journals. But the question always comes, does the boycott really work? Does it have any effect? Yes, it does. Take the example of Coca-Cola in the Middle East. The boycott has hit them so hard that their sales are down by 60%. This has created an opportunity for a Muslim alternative, Zamzam Cola of Iran, which is owned by the religious charity, the Foundation of the Dispossessed, to take Coca-Cola share of the market. Zamzam Cola is struggling to keep up with demand. It exceeded all expectations by selling 4 million cans in its first week. It is now planning to build factories in the Gulf States, and for the first time, Even European countries like Denmark are importing Zamzam cola. One of the companies hardest hit by the boycott is the most famous McDonald's. McDonald's, whose chairman is and CEO Jack M. Greenberg, is the honorary director of the American-Israel Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and is a major corporate partner of the Jewish United Fund. In its own words, the Jewish United Fund works to maintain American military, economic, and diplomatic support for Israel. It monitors and, when necessary, responds to media coverage of Israel. McDonald's has just announced that it is closing down its operation in the Middle East due to the loss of revenue as a direct result of the boycott. Since the launch of the boycott campaign, two of Jordan's six McDonald's franchises have closed down due to lack of business. In Egypt, McDonald's decided to change its brand name to Man Food this past March in an attempt to dodge the boycott. It had no effect. An Egyptian police force were ordered to guard the entrance to McDonald's restaurant after stone-throwing incidents took place. A total of 175 restaurants will be closed and a loss of $315 million. In the face of giants like McDonald's crumbling under the pressure of the boycott, smaller companies are wary of supporting Israel and are steering clear in fear of being boycotted. Other companies, disgusted by Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, have actively joined the boycott as well. In May, a U.S. auto part export company refused to do business with Israel. John Harris, representing Texas Automotive Export of Dripping Springs in Texas, said, "We must inform you that Texas Export will not do business with Israeli citizens at this time. We urge you to rein in your military and stop your oppression of the Palestinian people. Your country has lost the respect of the civilized world." The success of the boycott has so worried the U.S. government and Israel that both are afraid that companies will abandon Israel. So just last week, the U.S. threatened to fine U.S. companies that take part in the boycott. The Department of Commerce has already issued more than $26 million in fines and turned down export licenses to those companies found supporting the boycott. Israel's economy is on the verge of total collapse, with no sign of recovery despite cash injections from Uncle Sam. Just last month, Sharon begged Washington for $10 billion. In emergency aid. Inflation is skyrocketing. Even the official figure is over four times the government target. VAT has been raised, as have fuel bills and all basic living costs, like food and rent. Unemployment is soaring, and salary cuts are the order of the day. This has resulted in a series of crippling general strikes, the last one bringing the country to a standstill. Flights in and out of Israel had to be suspended, radio and television broadcasts stopped, and health workers only dealt with emergencies. The streets are piling up with uncollected garbage. Foreign investment, a lifeline for the Zionist state, has also dried up. Figures reveal that investors have lost $5 billion of the $6.5 billion invested in Israel between 1999 and 2001. No one is prepared to invest with Israel. The Israeli government is so short of money that its cost cutting includes shutting down several embassies and consulates around the world. At this critical time, the importance of the global boycott of Israel and of the collaborating companies that give it its lifeline cannot be overemphasized. Israel is counting every penny, and every penny matters. So make sure that your money don't go to Israel. For more information about which other products actually support Israel and their detailed evidence, you can always visit the website www.inmoney.co.uk, which will be also given shown on the handout. Thank you ever so much. Wassalam.